Amen. Please do be seated. I love singing about hobgoblins. Wonderful phrase. So we're in Lent, and we're thinking about Lent this morning, and it's one of the most important times in the church's liturgical year. It's that time of preparation for Easter, and Easter is our biggest and most important occasion. You wouldn't think so these days. Ash Wednesday's been sort of downgraded. I always get quite shirty when I have to go to meetings on an Ash Wednesday, and I say, I'm going to the Ash Wednesday service. It's kind of sacrosanct. But Ash Wednesday really has been sort of left as an important time for many people. Just over 100 years ago, the Church Times reported a scandal about Ash Wednesday. The Scarborough Conservative Association had decided to hold its AGM on the evening of Ash Wednesday. I don't think people holding meetings on Ash Wednesday has anything like the same kind of resonance now. But the Church Times had a thunderous headline which said, "Save us from the conservatism of Scarborough." And it wouldn't happen today, would it? But Lent is that time to get ourselves ready, to prepare. It's a time of self-evaluation, time when you reflect on where you're going, are you going in the right direction, and are you realising the possibilities that God has for you? If you ask Corinne, she'll tell you that I've got a pretty good sense of direction when I'm driving. I've driven into cities across Europe, caravan in tow, somehow managed to find exactly what we're looking for and be in the right place at the right time, and don't get lost. Is that bad true, Corinne?
Totally
true. There was one time when I was less than spectacular. We entered Barcelona with a caravan on the back, and we'd driven all the way from Lourdes. We had two children under three in the back of the car. It wasn't my finest moment in terms of navigation. We went into Barcelona and we came out of Barcelona several times, never finding the caravan site on the beach where we were supposed to be and where we'd arranged to stay. In the end, we stopped the car, I hailed a taxi, and in my finest GCSE Spanish, I asked the driver to drive to our caravan site and we would follow. It was a stroke of genius, and after a few miles, we found where we were, and I was happily swimming in the Mediterranean while Corinne was cooking up a hearty meal. I suspect that if we hadn't stopped and stood still and determined that we were going to sort things out, we'd have still been going back and forwards many, many times. But that process of being prepared to stop and do something different, perhaps ask for help, is what Lent is all about. Lent's a time when you suddenly think, is there a plan B? Is there something different that we should be doing? Perhaps a change in direction. And Lent's a time when we're prepared to accept the possibility that there might be, and to try and perhaps hear God's call in different ways. Lent's about saying it's never too late to learn. Never too late to stop doing what you're doing. In our Christian lives, there's supposed to always be a process of renewal. Christianity is a faith of renewal, of new starts. That's what it's all about, and that lies at the heart of our faith. And it's a sadness, really, that Lent's been seen as a time of giving things up, because that's not what it's about. It is about change and renewal, about new possibilities, about new birth from the oldness of the past. I wonder if you've been watching the news recently and you've seen these headlines about old women having babies and whether you're too old to have fertility treatment and all that kind of stuff. Have you seen it all in the... Well, if you read the Genesis reading this morning, there was poor old Abraham and he's got an ancient wife. A really ancient, she would have been on the front page of the Daily Mail, guaranteed. This woman is too old to have a baby. He was struggling, Abraham, because he wanted, and in those days, having an heir was really important, really, really important. He didn't have one. And God told Abraham that he could have a child by his really, really old wife, Sarah. And And Abraham says, well, that can't happen. It just can't happen. He looked at the future of what he thought God might be saying, and he thought, well, now I must be getting mixed up. I must be wrong. And it's a fascinating story, and it challenges us. It raises all kinds of challenges for us at Lent. Because as we reflect on the possibilities for the future, one of the things that we can sometimes do is say, well, it just can't happen. It can't be. That's not possible for me. And somehow we have to be prepared to be able to rock the boat. Sometimes it can frighten us. And no wonder that God says to Abraham, do not fear. Do not fear. I am your shield, your very great reward. And isn't it interesting how so many times in the Bible, when God speaks to people, the first words that they hear are, do not be afraid. Because fear can paralyze us, can stop us from moving forward and doing things and being prepared to change. You remember when Joseph was told to take Mary to be his wife. Do not fear, Joseph. Take this woman to be your wife. You know, do not be afraid. This is okay. It can happen. It might seem really scary, but actually it'll be all right. And there are many, many times when we might feel ourselves ill-equipped or just not up to the job, and God says, don't be afraid. Things which God asks of us might not seem achievable, but they are. Abraham couldn't comprehend how his wife could have a baby. He couldn't understand how it could happen, but somehow he had to trust and not be afraid. And isn't it interesting that one of the things that God says to Abraham is, go outside and have a look at the stars. And perhaps that's something we all need to do at times. Perhaps that could be our Lent challenge, look at the stars. As Abraham looks at the stars, what happens is that he sees how kind of speckly he is, how tiny he is against this huge God. And that, I suppose, put it into perspective for him. As he looked at what he felt was unachievable that God was asking him to do, and he looked at what God had already done, then that said, well, perhaps it is possible. Looking at the stars, I mean, I've never really understood the stars. Corin does her best to explain it all to me. But apparently when you look at it, you're not actually looking what's there, are you? You're looking at what was there, because the light takes such a long time to reach. I mean, it's just incredible, really. Just incredible. And all that Abraham needs to do is just to trust. So Lent is a time for us to expand our faith, to expand our vision of what God might be able to do and to achieve with us. If you like, we spend our lives looking through a sort of a telephoto lens. And those of you who've got cameras will instantly know what I'm talking about. You can turn it and it becomes a wide-angle lens. Or you can take that one off and stick a wide-angle lens on. And the vision suddenly opens up much bigger. And Lent is a time when we're supposed to try and turn that lens into a wide-angle lens. To say, are there wider horizons? Are there other things? And want to be a part of it. In the same way that Abraham was willing to be a part of it. God hasn't stopped working. God is still working. And we're still called, like Abraham, to step out. And to perhaps go and look at the stars and get a new perspective. So Lent is a really important time. Beginning on Ash Wednesday, opening the door throughout Lent to look, as we prepare for Easter, at what God might be wanting to do with us. What miraculous things God might want to do with us. Perhaps they're just small things. But Lent is not a time for standing still. It's not a time to be frightened of the process of renewal. At Lent, we give up being miserable and we're filled with the joy of the Christian faith. It might be a whole range of different things which are right for you. Perhaps turning away from anger and learning to be more peaceful and considerate. But the Christian life, and Lent in particular, is about renewal, reinventing ourselves by not our own efforts, but by the Holy Spirit working through us. As the Holy Spirit led Jesus through those days in the desert. I mentioned fear just at the beginning, and I'll just finish by saying something a little bit about fear. Jesus spoke about the hen, and I've got a picture in Partnership News for you, which is a mosaic on the floor of the Church of Dominus Plevit on the Mount of Olives. And as you sit in that church and you look out over the communion table, you see Jerusalem just in front of you, and it's a grill work, a metal grill work. You look through the grill and you see whole of Jerusalem, and it's just incredible, really, with the Dome of the Rock right in the middle. And on the floor is this mosaic of a hen with a chicken. You can see it on the screen as you come into church this morning. And it's a really powerful image. The hen is with her outstretched wings. And Jesus is using this image of a hen looking after her chicks. And she says, you know, that's what it's like. God will cover you. God will protect you. The safest place for the chicks is under the wings. To go off and do your own thing and not do what God wants is actually the dangerous thing to do. To follow God's path for you is the right thing to do. And God will protect you and cover you and look after you. And we lose some of the words that Jesus said in the translation, because what he actually said was, I wished that you would do this and come to me and I would cover you. I wished that for you. And then it says, but you did not wish. So God has a wish for you. Do you share that wish? That's what Jesus is saying. And the wish is the good thing. It's a really good thing for you. It's not a bad thing. It's not God's going to send you off and do some horrible stuff with you. It's like the wish is to be embraced, to be covered, to be looked after. And it's quite correct, really, that the church is in the shape of a teardrop, because Christ cries over the unfulfilled dreams and possibilities, the unfulfilled wish that God had, which people turned away from. And Lent is a time for us to say to ourselves, we want to be part of God's wish. And do we wish to be part of it? And to open our lives up so that we can see what that wish is and discover new possibilities and potentials for ourselves in this wonderful time of renewal. Amen.